maybe she's up there with like Tony Robbins doing like motivational speeches. But I do like that her highlight on there is just a Hyundai.
Shit is like it's like I like that it forces you just to be on your feet for like 40 minutes and just try something, like you have to, you know what I mean?
It's terrifying. When I first started headlining, I'd write on my set list, I'd write like the jokes out, and then in between certain jokes I'd write like do crowd work
because
I didn't have the time.
I would like literally think of a question that you can ask the crowd before you get into the, which actually the makes for bit. A better set anyway. Like if I have a college joke, I'm like, what college did you go to? And then hope something happens.
Yeah. And a lot of times some random shit. And even if one person's like normal, somebody in the back will yell some shit out.
But the crowd work shit is, what are your thoughts? We're rolling, by the way. So
we're in.
Yeah, we're in.
Hello.
What are your crowd work thoughts in 2024?
My presidential political stance on crowd work is I'm for it. I like it. I think it just depends on how it gets brought up. I think if you're just like interviewing the crowd, they're kind of just like, what? But if it comes up naturally or leads into a joke, like you were saying, I think that's perfectly fine. And I think it's almost like it makes it look like that bit is kind of just coming off like you're just riffing.
Yeah. Like it does get tough though, because they laugh the hardest at that.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's
and then
like
you tell your joke.
Well, because they know it's like real and real. In the moment, and they know it's like, oh shit, he made that up on the spot.
Yeah.
It is tough. Well, I feel the same way about like if I have like a super like dirty like raunchy or like sex joke, and that gets like a 12 out of 10 pop of laughter, and then the observational stuff, which I like to do, they're like, that's fine.
Right.
And you're
right.
Like, oh yeah, fine. Let me talk about having a threesome in Amsterdam again.
Right. Meanwhile, the other observational shit, you were writing it.
But I love that stuff.
And you're writing, you're studying it, you're looking up facts.
I love that. Yeah.
And they're like, ha ha.
I feel like I do, it's like half for me, half for them, where it's like, you know, this half is like, here's some shit that's really, really funny. And then here's some shit I'm like, this is for me.
Okay.
This is like, this is me being like, oh, I'm a funnier comedian by doing this joke, if that makes sense.
And even if it doesn't, because it's funny, because as you do comedy, you want every laugh to be like a fucking crazy pop. But then when you're watching a special of anybody, if it's like an hour, even if it's 10 minutes to an hour, whatever, there are times, there's like lull times where it's like giggles and chuckles. They're still happy to be there.
Yeah.
They're just not like, like going crazy.
But
you know?
People also like forget. They like settle into the seat. Like the first like 15 minutes of a show, they're just like, yes, yes, yes. And then afterwards, they're like, they just like, they're like just smiling, but they're not like laughing. They're kind of just like staring.
Oh, yeah. And they're like a little tired.
They're like comfortable. They're like, they're in. They had a few drinks in.
That's true.
And then, but when you hit those big pops, it's like, it brings them right back to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think crowd work is, I mean, I like doing it. It is fun. I also think it makes for a unique show. Cause then, like, I did a show recently where this girl involuntarily yelled something. She goes, like, she's like, I have a story, which also don't do that. But
oh my God, the story.
She goes, I have a story. But she said that she's died twice. And you're like, oh,
I have
fuck.
To explore
well,
this.
Yeah. Who am I to be like, this is not your show, bitch. Shut up.
Yeah.
You're about
to
die a third time. Security, get her out.
Yeah.
So when that happens,
like,
the whole
mic.
The whole crowd is like, oh, what's going on? Now it's a unique show. And they're like, dude, that show was so funny. Remember that bitch that died?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's awesome.
So there's moments like that that I think are funny with it, but I think it can be.
What was your, what's like the ascension of Trevor Wallace? Were you doing TikTok first and stuff like that? Or you always did stand up? Was it mutual? Was it
kind of
at
mutual.
The same time?
I started doing stand up like 10 years ago, right at the tail end of Vine.
Uh-huh.
So
were you on Vine?
I was on Vine, yeah.
Were you popping on Vine?
Not popping, but I was popping for my friend group.
Okay.
I like 15,
local celebrity.
Locals. I had like 15,000 followers on
That's
Vine.
Fire.
But I was in college at the time, so, and I was in a frat. So
where like, was this?
In San Jose, up in the Bay Area.
Oh, so you're from Cali?
Yeah.
Or, okay, cool.
Cali kid.
And you were what? You were in a frat?
I was in a frat. So
can you say what they did to you?
Well, I did the elephant walk. Do you know what that
is? No, you really did?
Well, that was just my recommendation. I was like, guys, we're bored. This is fucking fired
you're
up.
Like, that wasn't the hazing process. That
yeah, was just I was bored.
Me and my boys.
That was a Thursday.
Yeah.
The hazing process I wish was more. It was like pretty, they just like got us hammered and like blindfolded us and like made us like really sleep deprived and made us clean the house.
It sounds pretty intense. No.
Yeah, there was parts
I
of it.
I wish it was a little kinkier.
Yeah.
I, in 2024, that's crazy. I'm sure that they can't The hazing probably whack now.
I think in like the South, they like the SEC schools, I think they still like put in that work.
Yeah, maybe even worse because it's 2024.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's a pussy, so we have to go harder on you.
Or they just make them do like more like modern day punishments. Like you have to watch 24 hours of JoJo Siwa straight.
Yes. Yeah. You got to watch a Joe Biden speech or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, I got super right wing there.
Dude, that's what they're saying. Political Vinny.
Called SUNY New Paltz for one semester. And
just one?
One semester I transferred to an amazing college called the College of Staten Island. You know, I wanted to upgrade, you know. Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have one.
They do. 100% acceptance rate, if you know anybody that wants to.
What's the graduation rate?
That's a good question. Probably like 50%.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
A lot of people drop off. But the SUNY New Paltz one was a frat-heavy school. There were some schools. My boys that went to Marist College right across the bridge.
All these sound fake, by the way.
Marist? Yeah. These are all
like I heard Marist?
In the woods of New York City.
Oh, okay.
Colleges.
Yeah.
And, I went there and, there wasn't really fraternity life there. They were just, chilling, the football players. But where I went was, a super frat. You had to join a clique.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, you would be lost, you know? And I didn't like that. I didn't know that going into it. So was yours like that?
Kind of, yeah. It wasn't like a party school or anything by any means. So I was like, I want to join something. And my cousin went there and he was in a frat the year before me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, come check it out. And it was actually like, for being San Jose, which is like a random city, it had like a giant frat house. It had like 50 guys living in it. It was pretty sick. Shit. So I was like, oh,
crazy
yeah.
Parties?
It was fun. Yeah, nothing like nuts.
Project
but
X.
Yeah, it's a lot of just blacking out and then the next morning be like, these bitches wanted me. None of them did.
None of them wanted me. I think they did during the, not the hazing, the getting you to like them shit. I remember they used to like bring strippers in.
Did they?
Yeah, like they had like strippers in like a pool, like wrestling and stuff. Like they wanted you to feel like this was like the best fraternity ever.
Yeah, they did like stuff like that. Like, oh, we're going to go to this fucking Dave and Buster's and go smoke a bunch of cigars after. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, you guys are cool.
Yeah, you guys are sick. Yeah, I definitely feel like I need to join something. I think anything, and it's like just to kind of get the ball rolling. And then I found like my core group of friends in that, and then just kind of like left.
And then so that was Vine.
Yeah, so the end of that was Vine. I got recognized once on the way to class, and I was like, this is Hollywood.
Yeah,
this is big dick swinging. Somebody was like, you're on Vine, right? And I was like, I'm gonna guess.
Dude, the first time I did Jersey Shore, the first episode, I'll never forget it. Like, I've done a million things since then, but I remember. Back in the day, there was Facebook, and when I used to get, every other week, I'd get, a Facebook friend request.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, this is amazing.
This is big.
And then I remember, the day after the show aired, I had, 79 requests. 79, which back now, it's, 79,000 probably, or zillion. I don't even look. But back then, that first little pop was like, oh, my God. This
and
is
how
crazy.
Soon after was it, that it came out where you're walking on the streets, be like, hey!
That show was quick.
Yeah.
That show was instantaneously quick. Yeah.
And where were you?
I got laid that night of the premiere.
I would hope.
No. And then no one knew who I was yet. I was just feeling myself. And I was like, I was on this show on tonight.
Oh, the confidence.
Yeah.
Damn, that's so funny. What
I
if
think
the girl...
she was an escort, but she didn't charge me.
Well, that sounds like community service right there.
And
good
it was
for
in
her.
Atlantic City.
She was an escort for sure. Yeah. What if she woke up the next morning, looks over you, she's like, ew, what the fuck? And then she looks at her phone. She's like, wait a second, Vinny?
Dude, I think that probably happened.
Really?
And yeah. She might have had some weird pictures of me, which I'm surprised. Like, she's a real one because we were partying that night, not on drugs or anything, but just and she never was like, oh, I was with Vinny the first night. You know what I mean? I think that escorts my wife.
You got to find her. You got to go to Atlantic City and blow on a conch shell or I don't know, a stripper stiletto.
Maybe she'll
and
come back.
I think she absolutely will come back.
Yeah. But okay. So your first little people recognize you, you're on Vine.
First little thing. And I was doing open mics at the time in college, after class, I'd go to an open mic and there was a comedy club in San Jose that they would put me up on stage. Cause I'd be like, hey, I'm in a frat. Like I can bring 25, 30 guys out to any show. Yeah. And they'd be like, yeah,
that's all they want.
They're just looking at me as a dollar sign.
A bringer. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you bring 30 people, 30 people times, everybody spends $50. Do math.
What was that crowd like? Were they better for you?
They were great. It gave me a false sense of hope because it's
when
like
your
all my
fans are there.
Yeah, these are all just like my frat bros who are also so dumb. And they were like, dude, talk about Grant's small legs. And you're like, I can't. There's multiple people here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just talk about one guy's calves unless I bring him on stage. I actually should have done that thinking back.
Right.
But, but yeah, so I was doing that. And then Vine died. And I just only did stand up for like 3 years. And then that's when I got back in like 2017. I got back into YouTube and Facebook. Actually.
So you were always doing the comedy. And then at the time after Vine, we land on Facebook.
Facebook and YouTube.
And YouTube,
because I thought Facebook had like a really good share button. So like a video could really like kind of like snowball effect
a little
bit.
What were you doing on YouTube? Like sketches?
Just same shit. Same thing I was posting on YouTube, I was posting on Facebook. It's just like the Facebook audience. It was really easy to share shit.
Yeah.
So videos could do kind of well. And then TikTok hit, and then things really kind of started to move a little bit, which
That's
was nice.
Like your biggest shit now?
TikTok? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on with TikTok. Like, it used to be like my biggest, and now I post there, and I feel like a little kid with porridge. I'm like, please, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, just like, 100,000 views, please.
Because there's like a new TikToker every week or something like that.
I don't know what's going on. They're just... Yeah, they're like pushing the TikTok shop and the live so much.
Yeah, it's whatever they're pushing.
Yeah.
I've said this before. I'll do any like little dance for them and it'll get like 20 million views. But if I post a clip of this podcast on TikTok, it'll get like my little niece could get more views.
Really?
Like it'll get like 5,000
views. Podcast
I'm like, how is that even statistically possible?
I think it's because people want to be talked to.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you did this podcast staring directly at that camera right there, people would be like, oh my God, they're talking to me.
Hey guys.
Like, hey, what's up, TikTok? I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah.
POV, when you're in New York City with a hot guy who got laid in Atlantic City from a stripper.
Escort.
Escort. Nice lady. Escort, is that French for stripper?
Yes.
Escargot, sorry.
Yes.
But pretty much, I feel like. It's just always like changing like, the type of content. So
my favorite one I think that you did was we were sending it to each other was like the porn actor.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have
you're like such a funny like demeanor to you. And it's like not threatening. And it's just like, but you could be like a dick.
You know, I'm not threatening.
You could like be a dick, you know what I mean? I talked to a lot of comics about that too.
About being like threatening but not a dick.
No, if you were like this like big jacked steroid guy and shit, like
everybody would hate me.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, I think you have to flirt the line in like comedy being like hot and funny. It's like okay, he's good from this angle, but let's give him a big weird nose. Let's give him a weird side profile.
Yeah,
and his headshots can look cool, but if you have a side seat, you're like, this guy's ugly. Looks like a Stonehenge.
It's great.
I do have a funny story. When I was in high school, that's when. My senior year, it's when Jersey Shore, I think, just came out. And my buddy Jared was obsessed with Situation to the point where in high school, he started taking steroids.
Oh.
In high school.
Yeah. Well, my friends did that too.
Oh,
Staten
really?
Island, every guy does that.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's I like should have moved to Staten Island.
But the Situation inspired him to do that?
Yeah. And he like literally would like watch clips of him before going out. He would yell cabs at here. Like he was him.
Yeah.
And then he got heavily addicted to cocaine.
So he's still him.
He's still him.
Did he not pay his taxes for a couple of years? He's like really living the life.
I think he's in the middle of that right now.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, Mike eventually comes around and he's like 6 years sober now.
Oh, fuck, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he's great.
But yeah, man, he really influenced my friend.
Yeah, our
it
show
was awesome.
Was really, it traveled far.
Oh my God.
Everywhere across the country.
It's a cultural.
Yeah.
It's a moment
I think
in
everybody kind of had that like own version of. You know,
who each person was in their group.
That and like a place that they would go vacation that was like kind of local.
Right,
like
we
go to the lake.
We go
to the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the fuck. So did you have a version of that?
We went to Lake Havasu, which was in Arizona, which was just beautiful. You just walk into a Walmart like hammered and just buy like dumb outfits.
Weren't there
on
like
the boat?
Old like Girls Gone Wild videos about Havasu? Was that the crazy one?
I believe so. Lake Havasu has a lot of that type of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the premise on Girls Gone Wild is hilarious.
Yeah.
What if we walked around with a camera and they're like, and then what? We asked to see some tits.
Yeah.
There's no way that's going to work. Fast forward. It's like, that's fucking crazy.
Well, that was probably just because it was before porn.
It was before OnlyFans, you know?
Yeah.
Those commercials did something to me. Like, those with the stars over the girl's nipples, like those are so fucking.
Oh my God,
cool.
What is this? Snoop Dogg was in it.
Dude,
holding the camera.
There's like a lot of people that are in this.
Yeah.
Snoop's in it. Yeah. This does something to me. Snoop, give me Snoop that footage. Snoop
Dogg has range, man. He's like on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
He's
like Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. Then he's on Girls Gone Wild.
Well, this is his own collab, Doggy Style, which, good for him.
Girls Gone Wild. And it was like on regular TV, too. Like, I mean, the tapes weren't, but the commercials were, you know?
The commercials were better than anything
like,
you're
ever
watching.
Like, you don't see, like, commercials for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you tap through enough Instagram stories, you'll see some.
That's true.
I think the guy that started Girls Gone Wild was from Arizona, I think.
Okay.
But I swear, those commercials were better than the show you're watching.
Yeah, for sure.
You're like, I'm going to give a fuck about Invader Zim. Show me Girls Gone Wild. Yeah, dude, those did something to me. And then I'd always watch them, like, 3 a.m. with me and my boys, and we'd have to pretend like we weren't, like, hot and bothered by it.
I used to watch like how old are you?
31.
31. I'm 36. I was in the HBO like Taxi Cab Confession era. You see that?
Mm-mm. Pull that up,
dude. Taxi Cab Confessions is. It was like porn in the back of a fucking cab on HBO.
Dude, HBO used to have so much good porn.
So like
softcore.
This is them talking about. Being swingers.
Oh, the Red Rooster. Okay. I know a hint when I see one.
Yeah. This woman kind of looks like my mom.
That woman?
Not the cab driver.
Oh, really? Vinny, I have bad news for you.
After 8 years, are you bored with each other?
No, because we spice it up a little bit. So. Yeah.
They would talk about being swingers.
Spice up the marriage a little?
Spice up the night.
There's not that jealousy thing. You know, because you're stronger in your commitment because you know that your husband's not going to go and run off with some other woman. Because
that girl's hot.
She's mad hot.
Yeah, but you know, I was just wondering, how does it feel as a woman watching him with another woman?
Well, I usually get her first.
Damn. Damn.
She's the goat.
She's throwing the old alley-oop.
Okay, but all right.
Actually, it turns me on watching him fuck somebody else.
That happens.
And this is just on HBO?
On HBO,
they're
dude.
Just taking... Dude, Uber footage,
real sex. Uh-huh. This so these are swingers,
and then they do it.
Then they would sometimes they would have sex in the thing. Real Sex was like a TV show.
Wow.
Oh that my god. You would like go and like you would it would have weird stories. It was like Vice for sex.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't see this?
I mean I remember like HBO softcore, but I don't know Real Sex.
Like they would go like. Look at things like weird kinky things people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I was watching when I was in my room on Staten Island.
Really?
That was like, yeah, I never was like a Girls Gone Wild. I was more into the Real Sex
thing. Yeah, I never watched a full thing of Girls Gone Wild because I think the commercials were better than the
actual.
Like then buying it, you're like, oh, the girls don't have the stars over the tits. You're like, this is boring.
Yeah, everything is better when you get teased, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of swinging, we were watching...
Hey, yo.
We were watching... The Real House, what do they call it? The
Real
Mormons?
Mormon Secret.
Secret Life.
Dude,
of
I've been seeing a whole bunch of this. How is it? Secret Life of Mormon Wives. I mean, that's kind of a great name.
It's pretty cool. I mean, she was talking about soft swinging. You can listen to it.
What is soft swinging?
Mistakes that I did. I don't think you're a bad person. I just think that you've done a lot of bad things and that have made you look bad. Mm. Have you talked to? Your bishop or the church about
I thought you were about to say your bitch. No. Talk to your bitch. Yeah.
How come?
I don't know, because like, what if they're going to like excommunicate me?
Hey, when you are out soft swinging, what do you expect?
With all the soft swinging, what does that mean? Do you guys know like what they all did?
I think it's just everything but sex is what I understand.
Like oral too?
Yes. It was like swapping in front of each other.
Why are they sitting around like a book club just talking about head?
This is reality show
I
shit.
Love also that it's like, okay, we can do everything.
She looks like Jillian Michaels.
Like, no, you're yeah. Someone's
they're all really hot.
So sorry.
They're really hot. They're like, they're like AI hot.
Yeah. Like, they do have kind of that like glow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that Mormonism in it. Is that, what's it? John Smith is peeking through.
Yeah.
So what is soft swinging?
So soft swinging is like when you like do everything but having sex. So
with
like,
another man?
Yeah. So like, it's like she'll be blowing a guy. And it'll be like, it's okay, babe. You can go blow that guy because you're not having sex with him. Mormons like find all these loopholes and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's soaking, there's docking. There's, yeah. I did shows in Salt Lake recently and that's a place where I'll go into some crowd work. I'll be in the middle of my set and then I'll be like, hold on, is soaking real? And then everybody will be like, ha ha ha. And then one guy will be like, yes.
Okay. Yeah. You could tell from this show, they're like very in on the joke. Yeah. Like, I'm sure some of them are like strict, like don't talk to me and shit, but they sound like they're like self-aware of all the crazy shit.
They're probably pretty removed from Mormonism, where they're like, they used to be in it, and they're like, a camera crew was like, hey, you used to be Mormon, right? Play it up a little bit.
Yeah. Like the Amish ones. Like when
the Amish one's crazy, because it's like, you wouldn't be welcome back to the Amish if you did the show.
Right.
Well, I didn't know. Is the Amish, they fascinate me. I had like a whole like 5-minute joke on the Amish in my special, but you can leave for like a year and then go back and decide if that's for you. So these guys like go to New York.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. They come to like New York City for a year. Yeah. They live the normal life. And then they're like, is this made for me? It's like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Have you seen how hot New York women are?
Yeah. But then they probably go back though, right? It's like that guy from Shawshank.
They go back to an STD, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many. I don't know what the conversion rate is.
Yeah,
but
how many stay out? Yeah,
yeah, a year is actually a year might be smart, because if you go for a weekend, you're like, that was crazy, I'm gonna do it again. But like a year,
yeah,
you really like you settle in.
Oh, I was gonna go the other way. I was gonna because when I did my show in Vegas, like Chippendales. Like, Vegas is fun for a weekend, but you stay out there for, like, 6 months.
Vegas on
months.
A Tuesday. I mean, put a gun in my ear.
Oh, dude. I would stay out there for, like, months at a time, and I'm just like, this is not it, you know? But it's, like, such a tease thing when you go there for a weekend. You're like, this is the best hottest girls 100%. I've ever seen, the best parties. Everything's free. It's fucking awesome.
I mean, last night, I walked home from the comedy club, and I did 3 shows, and then I walked home, and the streets are flooded with people, and I'm seeing hot chicks everywhere. I'm like, do I live here now?
Yeah.
And that was in like 12 hours.
Right.
And then if I live here and then it's December and it's just brick, I'm like, maybe this is a little brutal.
Yeah. I guess you're used to it. I'm like more of like where your family is.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've learned that I could live different places for fun, but my soul kind of is missing something if like there's not real human connection nearby.
It's honestly very true. That's like a very wise thing I never would have thought of, but
because I mean, like, any other place, any other city could be fun. Like, I would love to live in Miami.
Dude, I love Miami.
If my mom was there.
but also, if my mom was in Miami, bitch, why are you there? I love you, but why are you here?
My mom loves Miami.
Why are you here at 11 and 4 in the morning?
Well,
get out of
11,
here.
11, but you know, a little like condo and Boca, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the suburb is great, but I definitely feel that. Family's still all Long Island?
Staten Island.
Yeah. Sorry, different
you ever
island.
Been?
I have once. I went to Chris Stefano's house out there, but I think he moved.
Oh, yeah.
But
he did move. Yeah.
But it looked like it was nice. Like,
yeah, it's like little suburbs. It's pretty close to the city. It takes me like 25 minutes to get there.
Yeah. Are the memes exactly what it is, or is it like played up a little bit?
No, it's like worse.
Really?
Yeah. Like I didn't know when I, Pat's from Staten Island too. I didn't know when I actually lived there, but when Amish thing.
Yeah.
When you leave and go back, you're like, everyone has the same haircut. Everyone has the same like accent, like it's its own world.
Yeah,
but has that.
What's the average day in Staten Island?
Average day,
wake up.
Depends
fentanyl.
On who. Like, there's a lot of like construction, sanitation, cops, firemen. So they're going to work.
Yeah,
they're saving the world. They're coming home to their like hairdresser or school teacher wife.
Oh, really?
Going to LA Fitness.
Yeah,
LA. Maybe playing a little basketball.
Even how you said basketball, I was like, yeah.
Basketball. Stopping at like the Italian Salumeria.
What the hell is that?
Like, Salumeria is like an Italian deli store where you get
Italian
like, can
deli.
I get like a quarter pound of prosciutto and salami and stuff?
Oh, I think an Italian sandwich is the best thing ever gifted to God's
Amazing.
Green earth.
And then you get home and then, you know, you guys have dinner together and your kids tell you, you know, they like, what happens at Staten Island schools nowadays? There's a lot of Italians. In my niece's school, it's like all Italian names that are in her class.
Oh, the graduating class is probably hilarious.
Yeah.
Like when they're at graduation reading the names.
Yeah, it's like Giovanna.
Giovanna Prosciutto.
Prosciutto, Gioia Mia, yeah.
So.
That's really it.
What do you
I liked it. It was kind of like, I lived there as a famous person. Like Chris moved there too. And it's like very like just endearing, you know. It's like
it's like
Dave Chappelle's Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, what did they think when, you know, this guy that they've known for years is now on TV? Are they like, this fucking bitch over here? Or were they like, because I have college friends and high school friends, all these guys. The second I got any success, they're like, yeah, but you're still a pussy in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure I get a lot of that, but in a weird way, like in Staten Island, if I'm at the gym, not one person would ever approach me. And if they ever did, I would know that they were just in town visiting someone else from
another. Really?
It's almost like its own kind of like, it's such a dickheadish, standoffish place that it transcends hating. You know what I'm saying? Because like they're so...
Because they don't want to go up to you because then that seems like beta or something to be like, I know who you are, but I'm not going to go up to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It is funny when I've had people do it to me. They kind of like give me that. They're like, yo, I'm not going to make a big deal. I know who you are. And that's all I want to say. And I'm like, are you going to shoot me? Like what type of fucking mob mentality? Yeah. Like, do you want a photo or not?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They have to like play this game with themselves. But yeah, it's like, there's like almost like such dicks there that it passes them being haters, you know? Because to be a hater, you have to kind of like care.
You have to be a little jealous.
Yeah,
you
have to be jealous. Yeah.
Out there, he's just throwing back a Michelob. He's like, you think I'm jealous of your life, Vinny?
Yeah.
I got a Michelob and 9 wives, all of them Mormon.
Literally.
But was there ever any like dumb shit? And this is like stuff my friends would do that like I had to put on makeup when I filmed my special, like just so I didn't get too shiny. And all my friends were in the back of the green room after. They're like, this fucking pussy's wearing makeup. I'm like, guys, it's not like I woke up this morning and was like, I need to get rid of this glow.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't really have that. But you have like, it sounds like you have more of that like fraternity, like guy friend group type of shit.
Yeah, they're
I didn't really have that. I have like 2 gay friends in Staten Island.
Oh, hell yeah.
And like just my family. Like my crew was always like my big Italian family.
Oh, that's sick.
So like I would like literally go do like the road, which was just hosting nightclubs.
Yeah.
In like Canada, Vegas, whatever. And then like every Sunday, I would just make it the Sunday dinner and just hang out with my family.
That's awesome. Yeah. I have such a small family. It's like me, my sister, my parents, and then like some cousins in Ohio.
What like ethnicity are you?
Welsh and Russian.
Yeah. So you're just white. Like white. Yeah. Like white, small family.
White asterisk is what I say. You know? It's a white with a, it's like, you know, when you go to Home Depot and there's like 1,000 shades of white. It's like any one of those and you're in and around.
Yeah.
I wish I was Italian. Italian women are the hottest women I think to ever walk this earth.
You think so?
I think so. But I mean, if you grew up like in that, you might be like,
you kind of like the opposite, I think.
Yeah. I think they have like kind of like an olive glow to the skin. I like brunettes and then...
Me too, darker features.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Yeah, and sometimes like Staten Island ones, they're like slim thick too. I like a big booty.
You do it. Italian girls got a little curve on them.
They do.
A little fucking all natural BBL. Pasta. Yeah.
Are you single?
I'm a single man.
Nice, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
You went on a date yesterday. How'd it go? Sorry to air you out like that.
It was pretty good. Yeah, Trevor caught me. Right when I was going on a date, it's still dating is rough in the city. You know, it's like I go in with a lot of I don't want the words like animosity, but like pessimism, because like it usually just is not going to end well and stuff.
Really,
but this one is okay. But like still, I'm like, when
okay is not great.
When is it going to be over? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that.
How's it dating in LA?
You know what's funny? When I moved there. I've been in LA for like 10 years and I met somebody pretty quick when I moved to LA and we dated for like 3 years. So in my head, when everyone's like, bro, dating in LA is hard. I'm like, no, it's not. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
When I was chilling. When I was in that relationship and then I get out of it and I was like, oh no.
To find that
these
again.
These streets suck.
Yeah.
Well, because now you're comparing all these dates to that person.
Yeah.
And I never liked the feeling like what you said, where you're like, yeah, we have a good enough time together. It works. You're like, I don't want to like, it's like, I don't want to be telling my kids in the future, like, how'd you and mom and dad meet? Like, I saw her at a pasta bar and I was like, yeah, this works.
Yeah.
You know, I want to like really feel a connection.
Right, right. Not just like, all right, I guess let's do this. Yeah.
I just like, my head is, I'm always like looking around. Like, I'll be like, I'll meet a woman and then instantly in my head, I'll be like, this is the love of my life. And then 2 weeks go by and I'm like, oh no, you're the love of my life. And then like, I don't know how you do in New York, every block. The hottest women.
Yeah.
Like imagine getting like an argument with
Raya,
your girl.
Are you on Raya?
I'm not. That's the one. Fuck that app.
Oh, they won't let you on?
Me and my buddy Young Grave are the only 2 guys I know that like aren't on it.
Really?
They
did that to me too though. They made me wait like a year.
Dude, I applied right as I got out of the relationship and it's been like over two years.
Really?
And they're still like, you're on a waiting list. Bitch.
I know. It's, yeah, it'll happen. Send you the referral.
Please do.
But like New York is basically... People are, even if they're just out of college, like early 20s and stuff, I don't think like having a relationship is really the forefront of their mind.
No,
they're starting their career.
Yeah, it's New York. They want to have fun for a couple
years.
They want
to go to a bar every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's just, you can like exclude that kind of.
Take it out.
You know?
I start 25 and up.
25 and up.
Because that's when everyone's brain is developed.
Yes, but here, like, I don't know, like, even like 25 and up, they've worked so hard on getting here and mm-hmm. building this career and shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like, I've had girls that are like 25, 26, like, literally tell me, stop talking to 25, like, only talk to women in their 30s and 40s because that's when they're going to want to settle down. Yeah, it's funny, like, when you do talk to one that's like 30, whatever, even if they've like built this career and done this whole thing, they're definitely ready to like just cook dinner and like settle down.
Which sounds incredible. And then it starts happening, and then the stupid, dumb male brand of me is like, oh, it's happening too quick.
Love bombing.
Right, but it's like, we've been dating for 9 months. And I'm like, pasta on my birthday? Would you fucking love me?
Why are you making stir fry?
It's a grass is always greener thing. It's like, you want that, I don't know, I've seen both sides, and I love being in a relationship, but then like, it is nice to just not have to, like, being responsible for somebody else's emotions is a big thing to take on. And it's not fair to just be like, kind of neglecting somebody's emotions in that regard, where you're like, I guess we're dating.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in, like, you have to be ready to, like, almost get married in a really premature way before you get into a relationship, just because that should be where it all leads to. Right. And like you said, you're going to be ready to take on the responsibility of doing all that. It's, like, discipline, it's responsibility, it's work, it's, like, a fucking job, like, actually being in a healthy, functioning relationship. And I never was like ready for the finish line. So I'd just be fucking around. But now that I'm ready for the finish line, I'm ready to like put in that work.
And you open with dates with that? Hey, I want to get married.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Dating with intention. I'm like, do you want kids?
And out the gate?
I mean, like, I'm being a little facetious, but pretty early on.
But I'll do the facile. Also, you want to get married? I definitely feel that.
Especially in New York, though, because again, remember I said, like, I go into it with this kind of like guard up?
Yeah.
Because there, I know that it's like 80% of the chance, like, they're not going to be thinking the way I am. In the suburbs, they are. Like in Utah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Those girls are 20 and they have 8 kids already.
In the Mormon Wife show?
Yeah, the Swingers.
God, damn. Yeah, if you're like 19 in Utah, you're like, I'm ready to throw in the towel. Dude, love that girl. Go down. Her.
Yeah, I saw you
her. Yeah, on the left.
I saw you did a thing about her. That's why I pulled it up.
Dude, I love her.
She's just baiting us at this point, though. I'm protecting you because I think you're weak. I'm protecting you because you're the most valuable thing that I have. All right, let's read the comments.
Yeah, there we go.
This is the weirdest Subaru. Justin DeGeneres.
I love her. Go to her page, Jenna Gray. She's the goat.
How do you get... I don't think this is her... because that's not the real page. That's just a page making fun of her. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I could do a deep dive on her. She's awesome.
You did that. You did a thing by your pool, right?
Yeah. That was in Florida. She's just always by a pool being like, where's the girl who smokes crack and sucks Cheeto dust off a big toe? They get so specific. And I'm like, standards can't be that high. Like, if I'm making this video realistic, I'm like, where's the girl who is trying to fuck?
And is
Italian. No, but they're so... Go to like maybe that pool one, maybe the this middle one. Middle one, right? Up.
This one?
Yeah, middle, sorry.
This one. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just don't get the piercings. It's like some Florida shit, dude.
Yeah.
Who
has been in
survival mode most of your life? She's trolling us, dude.
No, this is real.
No.
Yeah, you think? Dude, I think every time she goes in her backyard, her neighbors are like, a fucking gen?
Yeah.
But there are people who watch this and they're like...
Like transformed?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. Like, I jokingly...
Stop
like,
talking about yourself.
I jokingly made fun of that video, but like... I'm proud of you. But like, dude, this is helping somebody out there. She's just reading off
a
script.
She speaks from the heart. Like, you can hear a little like the crack in her voice.
Yeah.
By the way, that little, like, I like that pool cover. That's like a Florida thing. They have those, like, pool
the
domes.
Inside pool.
Half inside pool.
Yeah. I was in Florida last weekend, and I saw the pool in the backyard, and I was like, dude, I got to use this pool to make that video.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Are your parents ever home?
Who's her roommate? Who's ever just like, hey, can you hold the ring light for me?
Yeah. It's just like the piercings that get me. I don't know. But oh, I think that like she probably, a lot of times like these people put out a serious video to really make a difference.
Yeah, it's a great bio. I think the best is the hashtag curse but blessed. I mean, aren't we all? Curse but blessed.
What does make it rain with the water thing?
Strippers.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
No, because like once they get that much hate, that's all their engagement. So she's going to keep on doing it to bait the haters into leaving the comments.
Yeah. I mean, also let's address.
I don't know where her career goes from here, but.
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's up there with like Tony Robbins doing like motivational speeches, but I do like that her highlight on there is just a Hyundai.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I like this girl is, oh fuck.
Oh, just one highlight.
Well, maybe it's a photo of her like grandma or something. I don't know, but she is one of my favorites and she just, my like feed is just all videos like that. And I that's why I scroll on my phone so much is just seeing beautiful videos like that.
I like this guy.
Guy on the left, Davis Clark.
Yeah. He's like eating this raw potato.
What the fuck? Dude, if I see a coworker eating raw potatoes, I'm getting a metal detector quickly. This guy has a gun on him.
Dude. Today's episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Do you want to learn a new language? I like learning new languages because, you know, I live in New York and I date a lot of spicy Latinas. And I would love to brush up on my Spanish. I don't know how to speak Spanish. I went to Colombia once to film a TV show, and it was embarrassing how little Spanish I knew. I could not communicate at all. So I definitely want to learn Spanish. I also want to learn Italian because I am from the mother country. I'm a disgrace to all Italians. When I did go to Italy on Jersey Shore, I was the one person that could communicate. I took intensive Italian from the College of Staten Island, okay? But I kind of lost it because I didn't use it. We just need to be smarter. We need to know different languages. And Rosetta Stone can help you with that. You can learn. It's a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It's fast language acquisition. It really immerses you in many ways. Speech recognition, built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. That's crazy. It's convenient. It's an amazing value. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Something Went Wrong listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. T-O-D-A-Y. Let's go learn languages. He's the man.
Raw potatoes is insane.
Oh, dude, what are your thoughts on fucking Mudang?
So what's going on? I've been seeing this everywhere. It's one of those things where I've seen the memes before the video.
Yeah.
What's the OG video?
I think Mudang was just one OG video of this little pygmy hippo just like eating something.
Oh, wow.
And then it just took the world over by storm.
Dude, this is the new Hawk Tua.
This is the new Hawk Tua. This is like Harambe.
Well,
and just Mudang just chills. She eats. She's hangs out. She looks like she's like annoyed all the time.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Like blinking, like get this camera out of my face.
Yeah.
No, oh my God. Oh, so it's like a Shamu like type level.
Yes, yes, yes. The memes are amazing.
And where's Mudang located?
Probably Miami? Asia. No, not Miami. Not in like some weird Tiger King zoo.
Dude.
It's some weird like Asian version of that. It's like some
dude,
guy's
that's
backyard.
Awesome. Mudang.
Yeah.
And is the hippo small for birth defects or it's just a child?
No, I think these are pygmy hippos. I think they're smaller.
Oh.
I didn't know that they were like small versions. Like there's like toy hippos.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because like hippos are fucking gangster.
Golden noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never like what a beautiful shout out Mudang.
Yeah, shout out to Mudang. Killing it.
Wow. I'm honestly proud of Mudang. That's
Mudang
awesome.
Mudang is sponsoring this
Yeah,
pod.
I've just seen memes of that hippo. Oh, sorry, I don't know what it is. What is it?
Pygmy hippo?
Pygmy hippo?
Yeah, it's like a little hippo.
Dude, I want to, honestly, I feel like French Montana would own a few of those.
Yeah.
I don't know what level of fame you get to where you're like, I want a monkey.
Mm.
Ray Schremer,
well,
the guys have
we talked
one.
About this last time, but like the chimp crazy shit. Did you see that?
Oh, I heard about it. I didn't see it.
No, there's a whole culture of like in America, people that own exotic animals and monkey moms, especially.
Yeah.
Monkey moms, like they don't have children, so they like get monkeys and they dress them up like little. That's little people.
So bizarre.
Yeah, Ray Schremer did have a thing, right?
Yeah, Ray Schremer had a little monkey. French Montana had a monkey. It's just like, yeah, it's an exotic thing. It's like a flex. You just want someone to come over and be like, dude, is that a monkey?
Something
and
that
like,
can kill
oh,
you.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have a cat and I'm already scared that he's going to kill me. So I'm like, I'm good on that.
What's, so LA, like you're in the, you moved there, you're in the scene and shit. Did you hit like a... celebrity parties and stuff like that, like because that's the cool thing that I liked about LA when I used to live, like go there and shit, was like I was a regular kid from Staten Island, and the next thing you know, like I'm at a house party with like some like Hayden Panettiere or something.
Yeah
like not like what
I don't know.
Well,
who
she's
is.
Going through it right now, but
because she's not seeing you, she misses you.
Exactly. But like it's not like, like, of course you have like, oh, there's like Leonardo DiCaprio or Johnny Depp. Like you do have moments like that, but it's more so just like someone you just watched on TV.
Yeah. It's a lot of that.
You know what I mean?
It is pretty like cool. It's very,
it is cool. And they all just live there.
Yeah. That also blows my mind.
Yeah.
I would love to like, I think it'd be so cool to like just be in a helicopter with like an LA tour guide. And he's just like, that's Leo's house. That's so-and-so's house.
Yeah.
That's like, there is something fascinating about that.
Yeah.
It is wild. I mean, it's sometimes you forget because I'm so just like in my own world. And then I was at dinner like a month ago and I picked my head up and Kanye is across the table from me. And you're like, oh, you're fucking Kanye West.
Was like, it like Craig's or something?
Where was Chateau Marmont.
Okay. Yeah. That's fancy.
Yeah. He was there with his wife, I think. Girlfriend, wife.
Yeah. Bianca.
Who's not Kim.
Was she like dressed in like a leather mask?
She was very normal.
Okay.
It must have been a laundry day for her because she had a lot of clothes on.
Oh, cool.
But it was also like the 2 days before there was a photo of them out and she literally had like a potato bag on.
Yeah. That's like their like kink thing they do together.
But that's another thing is like, I was just literally like, meet that plant, like right there. Like they were so close.
Yeah, dude. I sat next to Elton John at Craig's. Elton John. I'm not even a fan. I mean, I am. I know who he is, but that was the craziest shit that's ever happened.
It just like hijacks your brain.
Hijacks.
Where it's all my brain can think about. I was on a flight with Vince Vaughn.
Uh-huh. And, name dropping everybody.
Hey, listen, two big shots like us. But it hijacks your brain. You can't even think. Like you're sitting next to Elton John. The waiter's like, what do you want to order? You're like, that's the piano man. Like you're just sitting there and you're like, fucking
yeah, I want to see what he looks like eating something.
Like, I was watching.
Like, I've never seen Elton John eat
a
pizza.
How does he drink?
Yeah.
One hand, two hand.
Right.
But I was watching a movie on the flight, and then I'm like, dude, what if Vince Vaughn's in this movie? Now he's to my left. Is he going to think I'm a weirdo?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But I couldn't stop thinking about, like, oh, that's Vince Vaughn. I would just be, like, literally on my phone, like, scrolling, and then I'd look up and be like,
that's Vince Vaughn. It doesn't get old, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then in my head, I was like, say something to him. Say something. And then I was like, no. What would I say?
No, you can't do that.
But there was some, like, he's just an idol of mine. He's so good at his job that, like.
See, to me, like, the bigger the person is the less I want to go up to them. But, like, I will, like, try to go up to, like, Meadow Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, hey.
Hey. Yeah,
he's kind of, like, more on my level, like, in my universe of things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems like circles overlap.
Yeah.
You know? I just was like, I don't know what I would, in my head, I was like, what would I say? And then I was like, oh, we were at an event together a year ago. I could bring that up. And he's like, you know how much shit he does in a year? You think he remembers that?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what?
That's what, like, LA starts to get weird, though. Like, respectfully, like, when the whole TikToker thing emerged. Because, like, you'd go to Craig's and then, they'd be all TikTokers.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio and then a guy who does a renegade for, like, $100,000 a day.
Yeah, literally.
It is like, well, that's kind of what they say with Los Angeles anymore. There's, like, there's no real famous people anymore.
Yeah.
It's like there's the OG traditional movie stars that we have had and then just a swarm. Internet kids. And I mean, I guess I'm a part of the internet wave, so
yeah,
but I also don't
go. You also back it up with stand up.
Yeah. I also like,
I've been doing
forget stand-up. People know me.
I noticed that. You know what I mean? You mad humble.
Thanks, man. I got 12 bitches in the lobby waiting for me.
You do? Let's go. Bring them up here. We got a nice view.
They don't know they're with me, but.
Oh, shit.
I saw a group of girls at brunch. All told me to come up here.
Yeah.
But
are you like a. what's like your life like in LA? Like, you like go on dates or you
hoes?
Like, hoes? No, like,
it is.
You hang out with a lot of OnlyFans girls, I feel.
Okay.
Because, like, on Stiff Socks. Vinny?
Yes. Okay. But they hit us up. They're like, hey, we want to be on your podcast.
It's like business.
It is.
Yeah.
And the comments will be like, you guys definitely fuck after. I'm like, no. Yeah. It couldn't be more like work. Like, hey, come over. You shoot this, we shoot that. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And people, the engagement's great on those, and people love those episodes. And yeah. It's also fascinating for us to hear about, because, dude, any of these girls that do like OF at a high level are like legit. Some of the, like, their business mentality is like crazy.
Yeah.
They got like assistants and like they got managers. They got like accounting people. And you're
bro,
like,
bro, Bad
shit.
Baby has made, I think, $52 million.
Good.
50
good
two
that's
$1 million.
Yeah, I mean, she could look at a building in New York and be like, give me the whole thing.
That's
it's what is she gonna do with it now? You know,
disgusting.
It's, you know, what do you
disgustingly like rich, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, good for her.
Yeah.
Now it's like, what do you do with the money? Is she gonna buy like real estate or like parking lots and like slowly have like lifelong
malls,
wealth or Lamborghini Urus convertible? What are we doing?
Yeah, I used to hang out a lot of, and I'm like, they're vacuuming the hallway right now.
Is that good?
No, that's cool. Yeah. I used to hang out a lot of the porn stars in LA. That was more of my time. It was before OF.
Yeah.
Porn stars, they were mad cool.
They're very cool, and they fucking party.
Yeah.
And they're so open about sex. It's like,
they're like hanging out with like the dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, they've always, porn stars and like entertainment have always been like hand in hand or hand in hand job.
Hand in dick.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. It's you know, so they're just at a lot of the same events you're at. The first time we ever had a porn star on is just because it was a friend of mine who I met and was like, yeah, I should do your podcast. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you should. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And their stories are just like so fascinating, because what they do for work to them is so normal. But to me, I'm like, you had how many dicks in your ass?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a porn set?
Uh-uh.
I wanted to do that in L.A. They did that on Entourage.
Really?
Yeah, that show. Like, and then like they would like go for a day to a porn set.
I feel like
they should like sell passes to that.
That'd be cool. Like Universal. Like you're on the lot. There's right. Just the casting couch.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been to.
Although I might get a little weirded out. Yeah, I don't want to see like a guy's cum.
Yeah, just don't go in there with a black light and you're
good.
But I always see those, and I'm very curious that like, I don't know if they have sets like that anymore. I think they literally just like probably Airbnb out of house.
Oh, right. It's a mansion in L.A.
Yeah, you've probably stayed at a hotel or an Airbnb or somewhere already where shit's been filmed.
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Like, I watched like, I don't know, Tushy.com or some shit, and I'll be like, that's the London Hotel.
What's Tushy.com?
That's just one of the ones, like the super HD porns.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought Tushy was like a bidet company.
I just did a ad read for that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but Tushy is also... Like, I think it's
like,
I could be wrong, but it might be anally focused.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anally focused. I'm going to put that in my bio.
That's the
next
name
to
of this
curse,
episode.
But blessed. Yeah. Anally blessed.
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah. That's so interesting. What would you do if you're watching a porn and you realize it was this exact building, this exact room where you live?
Oh, I would love it. I don't know. I would love it.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen in New York, though. New York is like, they're not. It's not legal, so.
What, porn?
Yeah. I don't think they can film it over here. Maybe
so
some deep parts are
like shot on
like Pennsylvania or something.
Pennsylvania? Yeah, I feel like someone should just shot on an iPhone now.
How did you like kind of fall into that world? Like,
literally, they just hit us up to do the podcast. And
So Stiff Socks, it's you and your boy?
Yeah, Michael Blaustein, very funny comedian. None of it was like supposed to be sexual at all. The name Stiff Socks, we just thought was a funny name.
Right.
Just because like we wanted a name that if you say something dumb and you go like write an article about it, you're like, okay, you're writing an article about a podcast called Stiff Socks.
Right.
You know, if it's like the Trevor Wallace show, then it's like, oh, Trevor Wallace said this thing.
But exactly.
If you quote Stiff Socks, you should
stop
and throw your journalism degree away and be like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's called Stiff Socks. So it just was like a funny like name. And then we would just talk about whatever was going on in our days. And we were both dating when that happened. And then you get on the topic of like whatever hookup stories. And then it just kind of led into that.
Yeah.
And then.
Because like at first I didn't know if it was like a sex podcast. You know what I mean?
It's really not.
Because then you start seeing the porn stars and shit, you know.
Which is something we've been like, okay, we need to
not. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like. it's weird.
But you guys do it like in a way where it's not, it doesn't feel like you're watching porn. Like, no, you're merging the worlds together of
just having a conversation.
Like, everyone's done that. Like you, back in the day, like Howard, like obviously Howard Stern, but even like Sirius XM and Opie and Anthony and stuff. Yeah. Like, you just have anybody on. I feel like being funny.
But the clips just do kind of numbers and they kind of recirculate a lot. So it feels like it's always having porn stars on, but I think we've only had like three or, so it's like we've had like three or four porn stars and then it just circle around. So people are like, dude, you do a porn podcast? I'm like, no, it was like a year ago. Okay.
You're like, but the girl's gone wild guy.
I mean, we did. Yeah. Hey, all right. I think he's in jail now. So hopefully not. I mean, we did just have Riley Reid back on because she's great.
Yeah. But all
these people are fans of the show and they're like, hey, we love your stuff. We just want to come on and chat.
Right.
And it's like, what are we not going to have Riley Reid come on?
Yeah. Also, like, they're like A-list celebrities now.
Yeah.
They're like going to be in fucking the new Marvel movie next year.
They do the show. They promote the fuck out of it. They like love doing it. Yeah, and then, you know, you have like a comedian on. He's like, I ain't posting this shit. You're like, all right, well, if this girl who's in the adult industry is going to promote it and be nice and chill as fuck, like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Like, Riley came on recently and brought us like gifts. She had like a custom outfit made for the show. Like, she's the best and is just so caring on the show.
Yeah.
But it is weird when like I'm at the airport and like a 13-year-old kid comes up. He's like, I watch your podcast. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
This feels Diddy-ish.
Yeah. Damn. What do you think about that situation?
I don't know what's going on. There's so much news coming out so fast. It's like, it's fascinating. I just saw, the funniest thing is I saw the interview of his lawyer. Did you see that guy?
The one where he said that he just buys in bulk.
Dude, I just made
like
a video.
Like the Costco guys?
I made a sketch on it this morning. Dude, what's worse, Costco guys or Diddy? Same guy. Just
kidding. Same guy.
Yeah. Double chunk. The lawyer was the funniest thing.
Yeah. Just
first
like
of all,
defending
like,
everything.
Why is your lawyer doing TMZ interviews? Sit in a desk, fill out paperwork.
Yeah. Any lawyer that does that like wants shine, I feel. You know what I mean? The gangster lawyers, like, you never fucking see or anything.
That's why I was like, why is he doing interviews? Like, and also, like, is who's approving this on Diddy's side? Because he was like, I'm sure there's a Costco in the area. I'm like, dude, this is not a real lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, if my lawyer even knows what a Costco is, you're a bad lawyer.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't see him somehow surviving this situation.
I don't think it's like going to end well.
Yeah. It can at this point. In the beginning, it was like, you know, whatever.
Well, the internet just makes their decisions, and then they just start making, they flood the internet with memes and everything.
My ex is crazy. Like Twitter, like X.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, oh, all right. did she throw him under the bus or something?
Was she at a Diddy party? I feel like I did know a couple of girls that said that they knew Diddy, but you know.
Right. Back then it was a flex. Now it's like new.
Yeah.
But
when the memes hit,
you can't overcome that.
Like, I know.
Like the memes are like the modern day press release.
I know. Yeah. I feel like, it's just annoying though that like I don't like how they piecemeal every single thing that you see and then link it. So like Justin Bieber is like eating a hot wing and he started crying and it's like, you see, he was telling us the whole time.
He wasn't crying from spice. He was crying from what was in him that night, you know?
Yeah,
it is fascinating. I was trying to write a bit on this and I don't know if I'll do it or if it's topical enough, but it's like, it's gotta be a fun time to be in jail though right now.
Yeah.
Like imagine being in your cell, like, dude, Diddy's coming here?
Yeah.
We got Diddy?
R. Kelly.
Dude, like, what a fun fantasy draft.
Diddy,
like, if you're already in jail, you're like, dude, fucking cancel everybody.
Yeah.
Get Leo in this bitch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. We don't know who's going to join them next.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting now. It's that like...
Have you ever been arrested?
I haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
I've been in the back of a cop car, but not arrested.
Doing what?
Teeping a house when I was 17.
You what?
Teeping a house.
Oh.
Or no, I wasn't 17. I think it was like 14 or 15, but...
And they just like put you in the back to punch.
They drove us home, and then I had to go wake my parents up and be like, Mom, Dad, the police are downstairs.
Oh, shit.
And my neighbor growing up was the sheriff, so he recognized the house, and he goes...
Like Westworld?
Kind of, yeah. He was literally the sheriff was my neighbor, he recognized the house, and he goes... You're friends with the, he goes, I was like, oh yeah, it's so-and-so. He goes, oh, I know that house.
Oh,
and they
talked
to my parents. He goes, you're good.
Damn.
Just so you could probably have something to talk to him about on Monday. Be like, you'll never guess who's in the back of my cop car.
Mm.
You never been arrested? Never closed?
No. But that's cool that like, that's your story. That's like your gangster story. Like, yeah, I TP'd a house.
Yeah, I did time. I did time. No, I have really pussy like.
Me too. I like cut class once, and the truancy officer. You know what that is? It's like they're not real police. They're like guys that like wrangle up students and stuff.
Yeah,
they like knocked on my door, and my mother was like it was I was sensitive.
Yeah,
like I started crying. But you know why I left that day? Dude, I left that day. I was in Wagner High School.
To watch Tushy.com.
No, before that. It was probably Jenna Jameson or something like that. But no, because like there was rumors going around that there was like gonna be like a big gang fight, like the Crips and the Bloods.
In Staten Island?
Yeah, like there would be days where like, you remember this? There were days where they'd be like, oh, on Friday the 8th, there's gonna like all the Bloods are gonna come like slash everyone's face if they're wearing red. Like there would just be like weird rumors. Like it's the equivalent of like Facebook rumors today where the internet's gonna go out from like a solar panel thing.
I remember that. I remember on June 6th of 2006.
Yeah.
When it was 666. Everybody was like, that's the last day. And like that's people were like, one guy wore like a pentagram to school. And we're like, he's the Messiah. Like he's the guy who's going to like get us through this or take us down. But like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah. So that was one of those days. And I went to school and I was like scared because I was like a gangster school. And I went home early. And then I got caught by the cops.
Because you didn't want to be associated with the gang stuff?
Yeah. Like I didn't want to get caught in like a gang war.
Yeah.
So like I went home. That was the day I went home. It wasn't a gangster reason. It wasn't like, oh, I'm so cool. Yeah. I went home because I was scared.
Yeah, you were running.
I was running.
Fight or flight.
And then I got caught by the fucking cops for going home.
And did you snitch? There's going to be a gang fight at 2.
Yeah, they were like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, like, they didn't believe me. That's like the stupidest.
You have like a roller backpack.
The stupidest excuse. No, I'm telling you guys, there's a gang fight. Yeah, I'm like warning everybody.
Our version of that would be like, oh, there's going to be a fight after school or at lunch. And you'd have like 2 periods to like mentally get ready or a good seat. I remember there was like 2 big fights and it'd be like a year, 2 big fights. And the biggest circle of people, the biggest.
In his high school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you go to like Catholic school or anything?
Oh, this might have been middle school. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
This might have been, but like the biggest circle you could see, everybody's around it.
Yeah.
It was like one of the best moments ever.
Yeah. No,
because I wasn't fighting.
In mine, it was more, in my high school, it was a gangster school. Like stabbings would just break out like out of nowhere. And like, the cops that were the school people were just like
giving them the knives.
Yeah. Like they were worse than
treating them. Like they were the prison guards.
Dude, they were like 18-year-old girls and shit. I'm like, what are you guys doing here?
Dude, I remember in high school one time, this guy kept fucking with me in class. He kept like hitting, like nut tapping me.
Uh-huh.
And then so I went to hit him back in the shoulder and then he ducked down and I hit him in the nose and gave him a bloody nose.
Oh shit.
And then in the middle of class, he's like, this Saturday, we're meeting behind this grocery store and we're fighting and I'm bringing my brother.
Oh, why is he bringing your brother?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Big Russian guy.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, I don't go, obviously. And then on Monday, he's like, why weren't you there? I was there with my brother. What, am I going to show my sister?
Just me and her
throwing bows?
He's mad at you for missing the fight appointment.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't fight you now. Like, it has to be there. You know what I mean?
But he literally was looking at me like, why didn't you show up? I'm like, what do you mean, why didn't I show up?
Yeah.
Why would I show up to my own ass beating?
Right.
Hey, I'm RSVP, party of one to get my ass beat.
Yeah, I'm not really a fighter. Especially, like, even, like, Jersey Shore. Like, that's what made the shit pop in, like, all the fights that broke out.
All that testosterone.
Yeah, I didn't really give off that energy.
Yeah.
Like, they would just, like, jump over me to punch Mike in the face.
And all those fights were real?
Yeah.
I feel like, and I don't know.
They left out a lot, too.
Really? I was going to say, I feel like they weren't staging as much as they stage now in reality. Would you agree for that?
Yeah, so our shit, like, Seaside Heights, New Jersey was like a character in itself.
Yes.
So you would just go out into the world and you would just interact. It was like Westworld.
Yeah.
Like you would just interact with like someone trying to fight you. These girls trying to get into your house, like some weird carny with like,
and you
no
just kind of like lean into it and be like, where does this go?
Literally. Like, well, we just live in our lives. Like we had no choice. Like, you know, it wasn't about like, oh, we're making a segment of TV.
Yeah, I feel like reality's so good now at like twisting people's words. Like if somebody's like, yeah, I love Jenna, they would take out the love and then find a time where she's like, I hate that bitch,
yeah,
and then cut in Jenna.
Yeah.
But I feel like then it was like, it was just very like real, like the shit you'd see out there when people are like, when was Snooki was getting arrested for being drunk, and then like people are fighting. I'm like, I feel like that's like real.
Well, I was looking at like talking about the Chimp Crazy and the Tiger King and shit. I was listening to Rogan talk about it, and he was like, those documentaries resonate so much with people because you're actually seeing real wild shit happen.
Yeah.
Like, do you see Tiger King?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just watching that guy's life. You're not manufacturing everything. He has like 8,000 piercings.
Yeah.
He's banging dudes.
It's real.
He's wrestling tigers. Like, you can't cut, you know what I mean? We were that version of that.
Right.
It wasn't like, okay, Joe Exotic, we're going to sit down here and you're going to have lunch with this person. And you know what I mean?
You're just watching me like, I can't believe this is real.
Yeah. So like I was like, just like woke up one day, the first season, I had pink eye. And I'm like, I got pink eye. And then like Ronnie was like, yeah, because like some girls, you slid through her asshole. And like that was like a segment of the show, but it was real. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, you can't recreate like that whole shit. But now everything is a recreation of, it's still real. No one's telling you what to say.
Right.
But you don't have like the entire state of Seaside to like, you know, the city of Seaside to like be a character for you to interact with and just film us for 3 months anymore.
Yeah.
Like you're filming us for like an afternoon. So you know.
And how did you get approached for the show? I'm sure you've said a thousand times, but.
So I was 21 and I had like lived in Staten Island and like, the Jersey Shore was like our rite of passage.
Right.
When you're 21 in Staten
Island.
That's
where you go.
That's life.
That was your Vegas?
That was my Vegas. That was, and if you could be a fucking celebrity there,
oof,
like a MySpace celebrity, oof, or whatever it was, like just pussy galore.
Dan Cook would have swept up out there.
Dude, yeah. Like I remember like football players used to go down like on the Giants and shit. And it was just like, because without that, like, there's no, like, you're not really getting the time of day.
I also went to the Jersey Shore, but I went to the wrong one. There's, like, two.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, so there's a whole coastline.
Yeah.
And where I would want to go wasn't where we filmed the show.
Right.
So I just go to do this, like, to go to, it's called Belmar. That's, like, the good one, Point Pleasant and Belmar. But then when we do, so I try to get famous to get popping there. But then when we end up on the show, like you're going to Seaside. And I'm like, this is like Philly. Like this isn't even like the Jersey Shore that I know.
Yeah, because I get there and I'm looking around. It's like an amusement park. Everybody there was like 14. I'm like, this is the wrong place. Nobody's drinking alcohol. This is the wrong place.
Yeah, you were probably just in another town that like, it's like the whole California coastline. You have Manhattan Beach and Santa Monica, whatever.
That's what's hilarious is when you go to a place and you're like, I'm so dumb that I was in Philadelphia one time and I was like, dude, I got to see where they filmed. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked it up like on my phone. Places, it's like downtown Los Angeles. I was like, what?
Yeah. No.
So I just probably typed in Jersey Shore on my map. Yeah, and
we
just
filmed
went
in downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. It was never even in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so that was it. And then like we did the thing in Seaside and then I was like.
And how did they reach out to you? How do they know? Like,
so this girl that I was like, I was 21 and it was my first summer at the shore, and this girl that I used to go down there with, I wasn't hooking up with her or anything. She sent me an application and she's like, look at this show that they're doing. So her name was Crystal, and I filled it out. And then, like, this was the winter time where I filled it out, and I was like, oh, like, I want to be on the show because I used to watch like these again. I wanted to be a local on VH1, Tool Academy, or like, you know, whatever. So I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And they called me up like mid-summer. So like, I don't know, like 5-6 months later. And they're like, hey, we just found your application. And the next thing you know, I was on a plane to LA for like the first time in my life. I've like never flown before or anything. And then they like it was a whole casting thing and then just ended up on it.
That's awesome. Yeah. How big was the ego on that flight there?
Huge, dude.
I'll be nudging the flight attendant, be like, guess who?
Yeah. Me. Yeah. But I like, and like the ego was so big and I wasn't even on the show.
Right, of course.
I was just like on the way for like an audition or something like that. Yeah.
Dude, I remember I drove like 6 hours to do a gig in a casino when I was like 21.
Yeah.
To open for another comedian. And I got my own hotel room. I walked in that hotel.
Like,
and
you own that shit.
I was like,
Yeah.
Give me the room with the twin bed.
Yeah,
both of them. But like, there was a in the casino, I had like Comedy Tonight and had the main guy's like face, and then underneath it said like opening act Trevor Wallace.
That's,
and like,
awesome. Though.
Even my name being written on it when I was 21, I was just like staring at it, like, somebody say something.
No, dude, that's great. I just fucking, when I do, like, because my passion is comedy now, like, I could be on the smallest little marquee for comedy. Every and it feels great because it's something I actually like to do, as opposed to like, dude, I had a billboard when I did the Chippendale show. I had a billboard in Staten Island wearing having my shirt off and just a bow tie.
And nobody ever said anything to you?
What do you mean?
Like you remember earlier, I was like, "Oh, your boys."
I got it sent to me every day.
Yeah.
That was one where I was
none
like,
"None of your boys were ever like, Vinny, what are we doing?"
Well, thank God I was older at that point, and you know, like people realized I was in my 30s, so they realized like, "Oh, he's making money.
Yeah, it's
a good thing."
And this was for a show in Vegas, but they put it in Staten Island for you, or just like
so. Chippendales is like a year-round show in a theater in the Rio, where like the Comedy Cellar is and shit. Yeah. And they go on the road and they travel. Mm. They do like Europe and shit.
Yeah.
But they did Atlantic City for a weekend. And they were like, we're going to Atlantic City. You know, I was doing it at the time. And next thing you know, I was on a billboard on top of an Italian restaurant on Staten Island. And like all of Staten Island, all like the 60-year-old women in Staten Island came to see me strip.
Dude, that was probably awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great full circle moment.
Yeah, it was. It was. That's
hilarious, man.
Yeah, I don't, it's like all my like Z-list shit that I've done, like it's not really, it never feels like you're downgrading because I'd never really made it up anywhere. Everything's like a transitionary kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like Dancing with the Stars for someone could be either like a downgrade, or it could be like a something that just propels another. Them forward.
Yeah.
Like Zendaya did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mayweather did it. He was just doing something else.
I think you're just staying busy. You're just doing a bunch of random shit. I would never like, I think if, yeah, I don't think, I think it's just, you're just, you get hit up, you get an offer. You're like, yeah, I'm down. It's not like you're like, oh fuck, I have to take this gig.
Yeah.
You probably were never
it's
in a spot.
Except I want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably never in a spot where you're like, I need this Chippendales thing. Thank God this came through. You're like, yeah, I just want to keep working, keep doing it.
Yeah.
I never see it as like,
yeah,
a downgrade for really any play in entertainment. It's just like, you just want to keep working.
Yeah. If you're working and you're, you know what I mean? But I would get like, it was funny. Like I'd get hating comments and I'd be like, wow, I guess the money dried up from Jersey Shore if like they saw that. I'm like, no, I'm actually doing this when I've made the most money. Yeah. I'm stripping at the peak of my career, which is crazy.
Yeah, you're like, I just want to show off my body to hot, horny women. I'm sorry. Dude, those shows, my hometown has a comedy club and they had one that would go through there. It was like called Thunder from Down Under.
In the comedy club?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that would sell out like a month in advance.
Yeah, the Australians.
They would sell better than some comedy shows.
Yeah.
And the crowd would be just be all like older women being like, we just want a night out away from our ugly husbands.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why they're Southern. It's California, but.
Yeah. Nah, dude. I used to like.
They would sell. They would move tickets.
I would like, I'll be killing myself to get one joke. I mean, like one joke that gets a laugh over there. Sold out. Fucking. Twice the money,
yeah.
Twice the pop, or 10 times the
hell
pop.
Yeah. But, you don't even have to talk. You're like,
no.
Here's an ab, and like, oh my
that's
god,
that's it. Yeah.
Do you talk about that on stage, the Chippendale stuff?
I try to write bits. Like, I try to do anything that I've done, whether it's like a reality show or anything. I try to give it a comedic joke,
of course,
as if like you're talking about where you went to college. Like that was just my experience. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it as if like I'm just saying it and that's the punchline.
Right.
Which
right.
at my shows that gets tempting to do that because you'll just say the word Chippendales and they'll all start screaming. You know what I'm saying? Like I was watching Ellen's special and she was like, and I liked it because she's actually really still writing jokes in between. But there are some moments where she's just like, hey, like, I've been in the news recently and everyone's like, ah, like there's no joke yet. You know what I mean?
The second you say Chippendales or Jersey Shore, it's like the no joke you can say can even get to that level.
Right. And I didn't even tell a joke.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
So
it is cool. They get to see you in both lights.
Yeah. And I think that that's where a lot of hate comes from because maybe traditionally in the past, like people that have been on TV, they'll go sell out a theater and they'll just like keep saying buzzwords.
That's true. Gets
the like a TED talk kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like over here, I'm like, well, you know, I'm like being on a reality show is like being on the Titanic, like drawing comparisons and shit, you know?
But that's a great way to do it because people want to hear you talk about it. But also they want to hear you talk about, you know, what are you just up to day to day?
Yeah, that's where, so like I remember like the first time like I saw, because I would always get, and I still do, like I address it in the beginning for like a minute. But then I remember I'd always be like, I have to talk about this. I have to talk about this. It's the elephant in the room. But then like I would see like Chris Rock go up at like the Cellar and shit, like on a new joke night. And he would just get up. He'd just be like, so just been using these new pillows.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, he's in it now. We're just learning about him. And that's what comics do the best.
It's nice to have that in your back pocket because sometimes if I like, if you go up and then the crowd's just staring at you, they're like, is that, are you wait? And then you're like, and like, if you get a joke or two in they're still trying to figure it out, you're like, yeah, I'm the guy from insert blank, 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 blank. Yeah. You know, then it's like, oh, check mark, you know? Cause sometimes people are just staring like, why do I know this guy?
Yeah. You have to kind of say something and then like, it just makes the room feel weird because like half the room is chit chatting about it.
Yeah.
The other people that don't know me are like, what's going on?
Well, the people that go to your show, like when you promote a show, they know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But if you just pop up at like the stand, then they're like, wait, are you,
Yeah. So then
that's when it's nice to just have a quick, cause then it answers all the questions.
Yeah.
At the stand I went up last night and this guy goes, I know you. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I wish I had something good to say to that.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. Comics especially, man. Like I was talking to Norman about it. Like I feel like comics are like the biggest celebrities now because of YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like comedy, like it really came back and.
Well, comedy's like cool. It hasn't been cool in a while. Like comedy used to be like, you had to be like on a boat somewhere being like 95 being like, what's the difference between a saltine and my wife? They're both salty bitches. And the crowd's like.
Yeah.
But now it's like cool. It's like, it's the people who have, I just feel like now it's like, you can just direct to consumer. You can be like, here's a joke I did last night, put it online. And it's like, it's younger people doing stand-up. It's younger people achieving it. I feel like a couple of years ago, everybody just wanted to be, I don't know. It just felt, comedy's always had the same ages of doing it. There's always been 20-year-olds doing it. There's always been 30 or 40, 50, whatever.
It's just a different lens.
Now you're just seeing more of the younger acts kind of highlighted, which is good and bad, you know?
Yeah.
Because then you have a joke pop and people want to see you and you're like, I have 12 minutes of material. Oh,
yeah. Did you deal with that? Like, because, but you were doing it for 10 years. So were you ready for like the Comedy Store and shit?
No.
Like when you were like famous online?
No. I like had 10 minutes, but like I got an agent maybe like 3 years into moving into LA and they're like, all right, we want to send you on a headlining tour. I was like,
I have 10 minutes. I have 10 like good minutes. Like
good
like
that
I would
better.
Do at like
well,
the store.
What's funny is in my phone, I take a photo of every set list that I like write out.
Yeah.
And then in the map, it shows you where you took that photo. So I can look back and be like, oh, I did this set list in Minneapolis in 2017.
Okay.
And I look at those jokes and I'm like, bro, I was on stage saying these.
Yeah.
People paid money for those. Yeah. And I'm sure I'm going to do that with whatever I'm saying today.
Now, yeah.
But it's
really just like I said, it's like that. It's like you said, it's like that TikTok fame followers versus the actual craft and being good enough to be on those stages and shit.
I think luckily at that point I had been doing at least like 3 to 4 years of like consistent stand up.
Yeah.
So when they were like, we want to like kind of start touring you, I definitely had the confidence and the cadence. It wasn't the strongest 45 minutes, but like people were like, it was probably better than people expected coming off the internet, I guess.
I mean, yeah. But also to anything you do for 10 years, that's not someone like
I'm 10 years now. I'm 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when shit popped, I was like maybe 3 to 4 years in.
Okay.
Like,
still pretty new, but still doing it enough. You know, people look at me like I started it yesterday. You know what I mean? But I've been doing it a year. But yeah. And then, okay. So then now getting to a special, you know, how did you feel about that?
I loved it. I thought it was a really cool experience.
Wait a little bit?
I did that maybe like, it was like eight years into comedy, eight and some change. And I think it was a great first special. I don't think it's like, you know, it's not like this guy's speaking the truth. This guy's the next Carlin. I think it's just like a good, like, oh, I like Trevor. This is a funny special. It's like, it's lighthearted. And I think it's a good first one. And then I think the next one is like, people will be able to see the growth and be like, oh, he's taking bigger comedic swings. He's talking about, you know, more. I think the first one I was just going for laughs per minute. I was just going for like, I just wanted to rapid fire as many jokes as I could. And in that, you know, there's 30-second jokes, there's 5-minute jokes, whatever. But now it's kind of like more like the set list is shorter, but the jokes are longer.
Yeah, it could be like a little more philosophical. Yeah. Give your like point of view on things.
Exactly.
Because that's like the goal, I think. That's you want to be a voice.
That's it.
You know, you just, I do the same thing as you. I'm like, I just need the laugh. So it's like one-liner, this, that. You know what I mean? But then,
yeah, and I think it's, you know.
Like you're actually giving, it's like you're not even like being a comedian. You're like giving your opinion on a topic.
Now people know, it's like, okay, we can trust this guy's funny.
Yeah.
But I've always been in the mindset where I'm like, I need to get a joke as quick as possible out just to feel at home.
Right.
You know, it's like you get a joke and then the crowd is like, all right, we like you. We trust you.
Yeah.
But now it's like if people, you know, they come out to see me, they're like, we already liked you. You don't have to like throw out a bunch of rapid fire jokes.
That's the annoying part too. It's like, I bet you they would laugh harder if I just like started rambling about a Diddy party.
Yeah.
And tell like, but I'm like, I can't rely on that. Yeah. I have to write jokes to get on here and feel at home. Like you said,
I still go out there and hit some quick jokes just to be like, bop, 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 just to show like, all right, we're throwing bangers. Bop, bop, bop. All right. Now you guys are on board. Cool. Here we go.
What are you going to do with the college thing? Like, is it different?
I don't know.
Kind of like
the college gigs are so interesting because you don't really like I'm 31, but I feel like I don't feel like I'm that. I'm like, yeah, I was in college a couple years ago mentally.
Yeah.
And then you like do a joke about dating, like, I don't know. You do a joke about work, like, I don't know. You do a joke, and they're like, what do you guys do? They're like,
drink
and finger a chick. Like, not even bang.
Elephant trail. Yeah.
Dude, college
soft gigs. Soft swinging.
Yeah. College gigs, I might have to sit down for an extra hour and be like, what the fuck do I need to talk about today? So, I
mean, you still bomb sometimes?
I'll probably bomb today. Guarantee it.
Love
I mean,
that.
That's the biggest inspiration
to me is like just watching, like obviously you watch people bomb all the time, but like professional comedians
but dude,
bomb.
It is humbling, but also I just go in there with a mindset like a college gig is just like, it's just, they it's like not meant for comedy in a sense where they're like, hey, it's 300 people. It's outside. Yeah. They're sitting on blankets. They're spread out. There's no spotlight.
Yeah. They want to just see you and like,
yeah, I mean,
maybe
it's
not
just like,
listen intensely.
You're like, dude, put me in a comedy club. I'll crush.
Right,
I'll do
right.
well. And then you're like, oh, I'm outside. Like I just now, before going into it, I'll just look at what's in front of me and be like, okay, if things don't go well, yeah. I mean, look at this stage is literally, you're standing on a Trader Joe's bag. Like,
right.
So now I can just kind of like break it down and be like, oh, this isn't funny. I'm like, no, it is. It's just like you're performing in a baseball field.
Yeah. And they like you too. So
I just set the bar really low for colleges. That way, if it's a lot of fun, then I really enjoy it.
Right.
But
right.
I do like doing them. And it's like, love crowd work. So that's when I'll really get into the crowd. Like this one is like outside on a baseball field. So I'm literally just going to be like, I'm just going to walk around with a wireless mic.
Oh, like, for real? Oh, that's
It's going to be a very funny gig. I'll let you know how it goes. But it's like, they're like, it's outside. I'm like, what if it rains? They're like, I don't know. But yeah, college gigs are like, they're great. It's like a quick comedy boot camp to be like, are you ready to fucking fight off a bunch of like 20-year-olds who are either drunk or just want a free event on campus?
Yeah, that's so funny. I could just picture you like at the fucking frat party afterwards and shit.
The funniest is after every guy's like, dude, come party at our frat. I'm like, no.
You're like I'm 31.
I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, crazy. Man.
What do you think? We'll end it soon, but what do you think would be next for you? Like, you want to be an actor?
I audition for stuff. I think the guy who's really doing it right now, for me personally, is a guy like Andrew Schultz. He's like, he pops in movies here and there, but he just does his own thing.
Yeah.
He's so successful in that regard. He's so funny. He's massive at touring. His podcast
is
crazy
seeing him in like a serious role on Netflix about a Western. Like, it's fucking wild.
I think he can do anything, and people aren't like, dude, what the fuck is he doing to this? It's kind of like, I think he's really taken his touring to another level. He's selling more tickets than ever, and he still acts and does random side quests to like fulfill that. And then he's got his pod and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I want to do too. Like the pod, the touring, it's your own thing. And then anything else that happens after that is just like
your own
bonus.
Yeah, you're your own like digital like – He's just full 360, and I've always respected. Just he's such a great worker. And
sketch comedy is cool though. I would love a sketch comedy show.
I love sketch
like
is great
on,
as
like
well.
On actual TV or YouTube or whatever. Yeah. Like I miss a good sketch show. Like I miss like a Key and Peele and shit like that. You know, when a good one comes out, it's fucking great.
There's not a lot, but there is, but when they're done well, you're like, holy shit, that's it's like because sketch comedy, it's still expensive to shoot, but it can be really cheaply shot.
And you, actors and fucking SAG and shit. Yeah, you know
it
what
is.
I mean?
It is a thing. Yeah. And then you film some dumb shit on an iPhone, and it does like 30 million views.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
networks are just like, what do we want? And then reality shows.
They're cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw some cameras up, and then it does insane views. So it's interesting on where. That's why I just like doing sketches on like Instagram and YouTube and TikTok, because it's like, it's anywhere from like a well shot shit or just like one camera angle on an iPhone.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's cool. I'm a big fan. Dude, I appreciate you coming here.
Of course, man.
Good luck at your college gig.
Thank you. And one last thing I want to say, I was in Tampa last weekend. Paulie D was out there DJing.
Oh, nice.
And I DM'd him. I was like, yo, what up? I'm in Tampa too. Let's link up. Nothing.
Nothing. Damn.
So that's how I want to go out today. Paulie, we're beefing now.
He would have, if I would have known that, I would have gave him the heads up. He would have like shouted you out, brought you on stage.
Seems like a nice guy.
It would have been like a whole fucking thing.
He seems great.
Nah, he loves that shit. But I'm more of like the comedy nerd I know who everyone is and shit like that.
I also had no idea. I don't expect him to know.
Yeah. What were you doing in Tampa?
I had shows out there.
Oh, really?
And when I was
driving. Tampa's nice. I hear the girls are hot there.
Hot. Well, they're currently underwater right now because it's a hurricane.
Oh,
but,
cool.
So those women are a little cooled down.
Hot and wet.
Hey, just how we like them, huh? Staten Island's finest. But yeah, on the way to the comedy club, there was like a giant marquee. I was like, Paulie D tonight.
He crushes it, man.
Oh, he's great.
He crushes it.
It's great how everybody has found pockets of what they always wanted to do. You know, getting into like comedy, and he's DJing. And it's like, it's fun to see everybody like venture off. And
yeah. No, he was a DJ before the show.
Yeah.
So that's like me doing comedy for like 10 years before the show.
Yeah.
And then excelling it to another level. So that's why like he deserves it.
Yeah.
And he's able to crush it.
He's everywhere.
Like
that. He's like a resident in Vegas. Like, it's really cool to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, maybe one day I'll have my comedy version of that.
So. You will. You will. Yeah.
Thanks,
dude. Well, let me know you're in LA. We can.
I haven't
pull your dick out.
I have never done comedy in LA. I wanted to like get good around here first.
Well, this is a great place to get good.
Get comfortable.
They're honest.
Actually. Yeah, I do have a lot of like specific like New York jokes though that like I try to say places and more like an educational kind of way. So it's not like
You're just talking about the environment you know. If you live in New York, it's like you're going to talk about that.
Yeah, how does every joke I'm going to have be like a universal political joke?
You just start touring and it just gets more and more well-rounded.
Yeah.
But there's even dumb shit I don't think about. Like even last night, I have a joke about a drive-through. There's an ATM near my house that has a drive-through and it's a bit about that. And I was like, these motherfuckers don't drive out here.
Yeah, you know?
And then I have a joke where I ask people if they call the cops on like a drunk driver and they're like, what?
Right.
Taxi?
Right, right, right.
It's little shit like that you don't think about.
Where and then you adjust it or do you like just, or do they laugh because they just understand where you're coming from? You know
yeah,
I mean?
Well, I don't know what I said last night. I think I was like, said something about that and I was like, oh, that's right. New York, you guys don't drive. Yeah. In other words, true.
And they're like, oh my God, that was the funniest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, so.
We don't drive.
Yeah,
like, so what about my joke?
You just figure it out on the fly or like find a version of it or just like add a simple sentence where you're like, simple sentence where you're like, yeah, so I'm from New York where we have blank, you know, it's like,
right.
I mean, LA crowds all know what a subway is. It's just like,
where do you go up mostly out there now?
The Laugh Factory.
Laugh Factory.
That place is great. And the Hollywood Improv.
Okay, cool.
Those places are great and they definitely throw you up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for
having me.
Enjoy
New York and we'll link up and hopefully we'll do Stiff Socks one day.
Yeah, you just gotta be naked.
We'll get some OnlyFans girls there. And guys. All right. Thank you. What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.